I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, July 8th. Renovations will begin soon on the new Special Education Learning Center in Quincy. Officials say they will begin creating the DeCristofaro Learning Center on Old Colony Avenue this September, with the goal of opening the facility in the spring of 2023. The center is named after former Quincy School Superintendent Richard DeCristofaro, who is president of Quincy College. Quincy-based Westling Architects is designing the new center, which will serve special needs students from pre-kindergarten through eighth grade. The building can accommodate 300 students. The city purchased the building from Eastern Nazarene College after the city council approved $8.5 million for the project. An additional $14 million was approved for the renovations. Supporters say the city could save $350,000 a year by keeping special needs students in the city rather than paying for outside education and transportation. Another major project this summer will be the renovation of the auditorium at the Broadmeadows Middle School. A traffic stop for speeding turned into an arrest for an illegal gun and a large amount of cash in Quincy early yesterday. 46-year-old Zutan Zeng of Quincy was arrested after police stopped him for speeding on Newport Avenue just before 2 a.m. During an investigation, police recovered a Louis Vuitton bag containing a .380 caliber handgun, ammunition, and $38,000 in cash. Police say Zeng was not licensed to carry a firearm. He was also driving after his license had been suspended. Zeng faces multiple charges in Quincy District Court. The Jeep Grand Cherokee was towed from the scene. A pair of armed suspects who robbed a bank in Brockton on Tuesday morning were taken into custody after they were found hours later hiding out in the basement of a nearby home. Jennifer Rocile Dorless and Samuel Gervais are expected to be arraigned in Brockton District Court on charges of robbery, armed and masked, possession of a firearm, breaking and entering a building during the daytime, felony, and kidnapping. Dorless is also facing charges of unlawful possession of ammunition and assault and battery on a police officer. Gervais is also charged with assault with a dangerous weapon and mistreatment or interference of a police horse or dog. Officers responding to a report of an armed robbery at the Santander Bank on Torrey Street at about 10 o'clock Tuesday started pursuing a man and woman in black hoodies who started running from the scene. Suspects were able to evade capture after crashing their car, but officers did recover two guns that investigators believed were used in the robbery as well as the stolen money. K-9 teams and a state police helicopter were called in and focused on the area of West and West Elm Streets. There were no reported injuries, but a pregnant teller at the bank was taken to the hospital as a precaution. She's said to be doing okay, and investigation remains ongoing. A victory for the Judge Rottenberg Educational Center in Canton, the only school in the country that shocks its students with electricity. The U.S. Court of Appeals has ruled the school can keep using the devices after the court overturned the FDA's ban on electrical stimulation devices. Video of a student being shocked at the Rottenberg Center after refusing to take off his coat became public during a civil trial. An outrage over the video eventually led to the FDA banning the shock devices. Critics called the practice barbaric, but parents of severely disabled students at the school say the shocks are a life-saving treatment and the only thing that works. The FDA first proposed banning the devices in 2016 and published the final rule banning them last year, although the ban had not gone into effect. In its 2-1 ruling, the U.S. Court of Appeals wrote that the FDA lacks the statutory authority to ban a medical device for a particular use. According to the FDA, between 45 and 50 students at the Judge Rottenberg Center were receiving electric shocks before the ban. The FDA declined to comment on the ruling. The U.S. Department of Education has approved Massachusetts' plan to get schools back on track after the pandemic. The Department of Education just gave the state the go-ahead to use its remaining $611 million from American Rescue Plan funds to get schools back open for the 2021 school year. The state had to submit plans to the department, which lays the groundwork for how the federal funds will be used. In those plans, Massachusetts says they will use the money to get schools safely reopened for full-time in-person learning, address students' academic needs and learning loss with acceleration academies, and provide resources for students and staff, social, emotional, and mental health. The money will also address disparities in education and access to technology, which were exacerbated by the pandemic. Funding will also be used to continue efforts to vaccinate educators and students with more on-campus clinics similar to ones held in the past. The plan has the support of Senators Markey and Warren, Speaker Catherine Clark, and Jeff Riley, the state's Commissioner of Elementary and Secondary Education. Massachusetts has one of the largest racial home ownership gaps in the country. And in the midst of the ongoing debate with State House leaders over who gets to spend roughly $5 billion in recent direct federal COVID-19 relief funds to the state, Governor Baker is pushing to immediately use some of the money to address that gap in the hopes of closing one of the root causes of the racial wealth divide. After the governor and legislative leaders clashed over who would have control over spending the $5.3 billion, Baker, faced with a veto-proof Democratic majority in the State House, relented and signed a bill last month to effectively put the money into the legislature's hands. However, he also followed up by filing legislation to immediately invest $2.9 billion to address urgent issues, while leaving the remaining $2 billion to be allocated later on. Under the governor's plan, housing would get over a third of the $2.9 billion. Roughly $1 billion would go toward housing production and home ownership, including $300 million to support expanded home ownership opportunities focused on first-time homebuyers in communities that were hardest hit by the pandemic. Baker added that one of the ways to give people, particularly those who are locked out of home ownership due to discriminatory government housing policies of the past, some control over their own destiny is to make it possible for them to own their home. House Speaker Ron Mariano and Senate President Karen Spilka said they expect the subject of housing to be among the priorities considered during the appropriations process. Well, among the over 4 million people who got fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in Massachusetts, fewer than half of them have registered for their shot at $1 million cash prizes or $300,000 scholarships from the state's Vax Millions lottery. The Office of Treasurer Deb Goldberg confirmed that around 1.8 million people have registered for the Vax Millions giveaway. Her office also said around 70,000 to 80,000 12 to 17-year-olds have signed up. According to the state's vaccine report on Tuesday, over 4.2 million people have been vaccinated in Massachusetts. To be eligible for the drawings that start on July 26th, entrants must be fully vaccinated against coronavirus by July 22nd. Eligible residents must have been fully vaccinated in Massachusetts, unless they are a veteran who was vaccinated at a VA hospital elsewhere. The website has two forms, one for those 18 and older, and another for those between 12 and 17. You need your name, birth date, address, and contact information to enter. The deadline to register to qualify for all five drawings is July 22nd. Drawings will be held on five Mondays, July 26th, August 2nd, August 9th, August 16th, and August 23rd. The winners will be announced 3 days after each drawing. Check of business news this morning. Stocks rebounded yesterday. The Dow was up 104. The NASDAQ rose 1. The S&P added 14. Asian stocks fell after the Fed talked about possibly reducing U.S. economic stimulus, and Japanese officials prepared to declare a coronavirus state of emergency during the Olympics due to a surge in infections. The dollar and the euro were down, and oil is just under $72 a barrel. In sports, Los Angeles beat the Red Sox 5-4. The Phillies come to Fenway tomorrow night at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, some afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible with a high around 72 degrees. Tonight, some evening storms, a low of 65. Tomorrow, the effects of Tropical Storm Elsa with heavy rains and gusty winds. Highs tomorrow into the mid-70s. Still some scattered showers around Saturday, high 78. Better on Sunday, partly cloudy, high around 80. For the boater, waves about a foot, northeasterly winds becoming northerly, a high tide just before 11:30 this morning. Sun rose at 5:15, sets at 8:22. One reminder, there is a one-day delay for curbside collection of trash and recycling all this week in Quincy due to the 4th of July holiday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, July 8th.